This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke briefly with Chinese leader Xi Jinping Saturday in another step toward keeping lines of communication open between the two biggest economies. Harris and Xi exchanged remarks Saturday while heading into a closed-door meeting at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum Summit in Bangkok. Their exchange closely echoed current President Biden's comment to Xi at a meeting between the two leaders earlier in the week about China and the U.S. keeping lines of communication open. The Thai Prime Minister, Prayuth Chan-o-cha, on Saturday handed over the chair of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation to Vice President Harris in a ceremony signing and signaling the forum's end for the year. In a speech to the group, the Vice President Harris assured them that the U.S. is a reliable partner.
America's approach to these relationships is based on collaboration, sustainability, transparency, and fairness.
The APEC leaders said in a declaration on Saturday that the 21-member bloc would uphold and further strengthen a rules-based multilateral trading system. Negotiators say that they have struck a potential breakthrough deal on the thorniest issue of United Nations climate talks, creation of a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich nations' carbon pollution. The New Zealand climate minister, James Shaw, said both the poor countries that would get the money and the rich ones that would give it are on board with the proposed deal. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un revealed his daughter to the world for the first time on Saturday in a striking photo showing the pair hand-in-hand before the launch of a nuclear-armed country's largest ballistic missile the day before. North Korea test-fired the intercontinental ballistic missile Friday, according to the state news agency KCNA. A surprising addition to the launch was the presence of Kim's daughter, whose existence had never been publicly confirmed. At least 10 people were killed in violence at a prison in Ecuador's capital on Friday. A prison agency said after authorities moved two gang leaders to a maximum security facility. Authorities have been moving prisoners considered to be gang leaders to new facilities in a bid to help reduce violence in the country's chaotic jails. Ecuador's prison system has faced structural problems for decades, but jail violence has soared since late 2020. Killing at least 400 people and terrorizing inmates' families. At least five officers have been killed earlier this month alone in attacks in reaction to the transfer of about 1,000 prisoners. An early flu season in the United States is straining hospitals in many states. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
One doctor describes it as a viral jambalaya. The CDC says more than half the states have high or very high levels of flu. Hospitals are already overburdened in many areas with people sick from the coronavirus and RSV. The states impacted are mostly in the South and Southwest, but include a growing number in the Northeast, Midwest, and West. The flu season usually doesn't get going until December or January. The CDC says flu vaccinations are down from other years, especially among adults, possibly because the past two seasons have been mild. An infectious disease specialist urged Americans to take precautions before gathering for Thanksgiving, saying nobody wants to bring a virus to the table. I'm Ed Donahue.
Even with the threadbare House majority, Republicans in the United States have doubled down this week on their new power to investigate the Biden administration, more specifically Biden's son Hunter. Their midterm miss has emboldened the White House that has long prepared for the moment, though. And Republicans secured much smaller margins than anticipated, with Biden aides and Democrats feeling like voters punished the GOP. Democrats outside the White House have mobilized to combat what they anticipate will be a steady stream of misinformation from the House. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.